Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Philly's finest are back in October. KYW News Radio is your source for postseason baseball.
Well, we are just less than 3 hours away from first pitch. We're joined now by one of KYW's finest, Pete Inarados, outside Citizens Bank Park. Pete, how are things looking out there?
Phil, fans are out and about, but there's definitely less of a buzz than there was yesterday. I was here for game one, and a game one loss really puts the Phillies in a show up now or never mode. They're coming into today's game in what feels like a must-win situation. Of course, it's a best-of-five series, but, you know, the odds would be stacked against you down 0-2. Yesterday, certainly shocking to a lot of people in the sense that it was essentially a bullpen game from the New York Mets, and they held the Phillies to two hits through the first seven innings. Zach Wheeler was excellent, but if the Phillies want to win this series, they need more offense than just a Kyle Schwarber leadoff homer. Now, the great thing about baseball, we're right back at it one day later. No time to sit around and mope. So with game one in the books, we head to game two. A lot of talk over whether Aaron Nola or Christopher Sanchez would get the ball in game two, and it is indeed the lefty Sanchez. Sanchez numbers considerably better at home than on the road, so that's certainly a big factor in manager Rob Thompson's decision there. Can the Phillies score off of Mets righty Luis Severino, the longtime Yankee? In his first season with the Mets, he was solid, 11-7, and ERA under 4. He got the win in game one of the wild card series the other night in Milwaukee. So the Phillies are going to line up like this against Severino. Kyle Schwarber leading off at DH, Trey Turner bats second at shortstop, Bryce Harper, the first baseman, will bat third, Nick Castellanos in right field hitting fourth, Bryson Stott at second base batting fifth, JT Realmuto behind the plate, he'll bat sixth, Brandon Marsh in left field batting seventh, Edmundo Sosa at third base, he's in for Alec Boehm today batting eighth, and Johan Rojas in center field batting ninth. Boehm, he's been subpar at the plate lately, and manager Rob Thompson wants to add some energy into the lineup, so Edmundo Sosa getting the nod, he definitely can bring that. I spoke with Melody for the game. After yesterday, how are you feeling coming into today?
Well, baseball is a day-to-day game. You never know who's going to win. I don't really get upset over one game.
You know, she's right. It's one game. It's a five-game series. You're probably not going to run the table in the playoffs unless you're like the 0-1 Lakers or something like that. So you're going to have to deal with some losses here and there. But at the end of the day, you know, the Phillies are coming into today. Game two, got to win this one at 4-0-8. And with Christopher Sanchez on the mound and the Phillies with their backs up against the wall, I think they're going to get it done, Phil. So back to you.
All right. Thank you, Pete Inarado, always with the insightful analysis. And today's ceremonial first pitch will be thrown by the bull himself, 1980 World Series champion Greg Luzinski.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.